Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Monday morning HRMC training call. This is Mark Riches joining the call from Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm out here visiting some grandchildren and attended a wedding on Saturday with my brother Mike, and he's catching his flight right now back to Dallas. But excited to be on the call. We've got a fantastic call lined up this morning. We've got standing by Platinum Executive Director, Mr. Jim Tanner from our Boston office. We've got Mr. Josh Riches, one of our executive directors and top producers from Cookeville, Tennessee, on the call this morning. And then we've got a very special guest lined up to speak to us this morning. Mr. Jimmy Parrish, all the way from Birmingham, Alabama, is joining us live on the call. He's a top producer with Legal Shield. Incredible story, and you're going to definitely want to have a pen and paper ready to take notes from this special guest that we have on the call this morning. I'm very, very excited to hear from Mr. Parrish. August is off to an incredible start. We've got a lot of agents Performance Club qualified. And as we meet the middle of the month, one of our goals here at Harvard Risk Management is to have 1,000 Performance Club qualifiers by 2020. We are working hard to accomplish that goal, but we need every person on this call to be Performance Club qualified. And we don't want you to wait till the end of the month. We want to really set a precedence to do that by the middle of the month. So by the end of this week, be Performance Club qualified. It goes in harmony with what we say. Performance Club should not be our ultimate goal. We should be, reaching higher than Performance Club, getting senior director and executive director and on to platinum executive director, where all the big money is. That's how you earn a six-figure income, executive director and beyond that. But it starts with developing the discipline that's necessary to be Performance Club qualified every month. And so we challenge you to get Performance Club done this week. We've already got over several hundred people Performance Club qualified for the month. Many of those had rollover points from last month, so they start the month of August Performance Club qualified. And that's another reason you don't know what challenges or trials or things are going to hit you next month in September. It's good to have your September points done by the end of August. And so that's just a really good goal to have at least 180 Performance Club points rolling over every single month. I just wanted to put that message out there and make sure that we're all Performance Club qualified by the end of this week. It's going to be a great week. This is a great time in group marketing to go out to companies and market this is an employee benefit. I had the privilege of speaking at a group training certification class in Salt Lake City on Friday, I guess it was, and it was really a great, great group. My brother Mike was conducting the certification training, and it was great to spend an hour with those folks, and just a sharp-looking group, and people eager and ready to go out there and deliver this incredible products to companies and employees. I've got Mr. Jim Tanner standing by from Boston. Mr. Tanner, I'm going to turn the call over to you to just kind of go over some of the upcoming events. I know we've got a power-packed week with webinars and also some really exciting events coming up, so the call's yours.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much, Mr. Riches. Good morning to all of our Harvard Risk Management agents from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. It's another great day here at HRMC, and we have some phenomenal events for you. I just want to echo the sentiments you're hearing from all the leaders in congratulations. So many folks getting Fast Start qualified, taking advantage of advanced to manager and getting to the manager level and then beyond already this month. And we have some phenomenal events to support all of our agents in the field. First of all, B2B training webinar, which is this Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. So this is an opportunity for those of you that are getting certified to market Legal Shield and ID Shield as a voluntary employee benefit. It's a unique opportunity that you all have here that you can plug into this B2B training webinar and get this information, get certified, get everything you need to know, and you're going to hear some great information this morning, but to be able to get everything you need to know, to be certified, to go out there and either begin or take your B2B selling career to the next level. And again, all you have to do to register for this event, and we do need you to register in advance, is click the calendar icon in your toolbar in your HRMC agent's back office. Again, that's the calendar icon in your toolbar. Click there. And you'll see on the B2B training webinar a little button that says register now. Another event I'm really excited about this week, another opportunity for all of us to come together, is going to be a webinar on finding prospects for membership sales. This is my absolute favorite topic. Helping moms and dads, friends and family, former coworkers, people at your church, people you've never met before, people you've known your whole life, to get protected, to put them in a position to have access to the legal system, to protect their identities. And none other than Mr. Josh Richards, probably the expert in this space, to help you with this incredible webinar opportunity. So, you know, you've made your list, you've worked through your warm market, you've made some calls, you're constantly adding to your warm market list, but you're probably wondering, how do I generate more memberships? Where do I find more prospects? This is your webinar. And I want to make sure that you are again, pre-registered for this. This event is Friday, August 17th, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. And the same thing, all you have to do to register is to just click the Register Now button in the event center. And those are webinar opportunities. That means we can all do this from the comfort of our home offices. We can do this from wherever we happen to be. But also, of course, I can't hand the call back to our CEO and founder without talking about my favorite event that we have coming up, Leaders at All Levels this fall in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, we have been building to this for months and months and months, but it's right around the corner. And not only do we have the opportunity for all of us to come together to be in the same place in Nashville, Music City. You know, when we were in Oklahoma City, we had those banners. You see them on our Facebook page. It said, "See you in Music City." Well, now it's finally time to see you in Music City. We were all saying that to each other in Jamaica. You know, as we were saying our goodbyes in Jamaica, we were saying, "We'll see you in Music City." A lot of you are brand new. You haven't had a chance to come out and meet the people that you see in those videos, that you hear on these calls. We're all going to be in one place at the same time at Leaders at All Levels. And we want to make sure that you're there with us. Of course, the keynote speaker and trainer, Mr. Grant Cardone, somebody that you'll spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to get in front of live, will be on the main stage at Leaders at All Levels. And that is for all of us to take great notes and to get that information and to come together. But if that wasn't enough, if it wasn't enough that we have all of LegalShield's top performers, top producers, most successful, the testimonies of all these great six-figure and multiple six-figure ring earners, millionaire club members, platinum executive directors, all in one place, all coming together to train and support us. If we didn't have that, then the layer of Grant Cardone to go with that, how about this? The HRMC event that we had all hoped would come together officially has come together. We will be together as a Harvard Risk Management family to kick off Leaders at All Levels at our own private Harvard training event right on site in the same facility at the Opryland Hotel. And the information for this free event is available right on your events page. You click and register now for Leaders at All Levels. That also registers you so that you can come to our HRMC team training event. That's Friday, September 14th, 9 a.m. to noon, to really just to launch in to Leaders at All Levels. So when we get to Leaders at All Levels, there will be thousands of people there. It will be an opportunity for us to spread out and meet new people and have fellowship with all of the top folks across the country. But at the HRMC team event, we're all going to come together before we launch into that so that you have the opportunity to meet with your sponsor, the people that are supporting you over the phone or over the internet, to meet with Mark Riches, Mike Riches, Chris Evans, Scott Brooks, and all of these top folks. You're going to meet Josh Riches. You're going to meet all of the top producers and trainers. You're going to be able to get in contact and meet with the folks that answer the phones and answer the emails in Cookeville, Tennessee at Agent Support. We're all going to be under one roof together before we launch out into the big grand area at Leaders at All Levels. So if I sound excited about this, believe me, I am excited. I love any opportunity we get throughout the year to come together as a Harvard organization. But this is going to be the biggest event, the biggest opportunity for us to come together. But the key is when we we come together there and learn together and have fellowship, and we get great content and great context. It's the time of year that means so much, because we're going to be coming out of that event. It'll be mid-September, and we're going to be launching back into our home markets with all of this information and inspiration, knowledge, and momentum, and that's going to change your business at the best possible time of the year for you to be in that position. Because you're going to go back with the fourth quarter ahead of us, open more groups, enroll more employees, get more decision makers to sit down with you. All of that's going to happen coming out of this event, but only if you're there with us live. So make sure that you're registered and that you are making your travel arrangements to be with us in Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, in just a few short weeks. It's going to be a great time. Mr. Riches, I can't wait to see all of our Harvard family together in Nashville, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Well done, Mr. Tanner. Got some great webinars this week, and very excited as we approach, 30 days away from the Nashville event in just a few days. So exciting times. One thing we're going to extend, we did this in July. We're going to extend it for the entire month of August. Anyone, any agent that Fast Start qualifies this month, during the month of August, we will give you a free ticket to the Nashville event. All you have to do is contact our support group, and they'll get you registered. And that, again, that's for anyone that Fast Start qualifies, because I think it's so important, Mr. Tanner, to get these new associates that have written their first memberships, got paid and promoted to an event like this. What an incredible part of their success story, and I think just critical to them seeing the big picture and knowing what the potential of is with this business. I want to take the call to Mr. Josh Riches, joining us from Cookeville, Tennessee. Josh, I know you've been working hard to help us all with that one-minute survey, the online one-minute survey, and I know you've got some updates on that, and I know you're having some great success with that. I'll turn the call over to you, sir.
Awesome. I appreciate the chance to just talk about this just for a minute. I don't want to take up too much of the call, because I know we got an amazing training that will be happening here in the next little bit, but I do just want to mention that we have had a lot of success with this one-minute survey. And again, for those of you that don't know, this is a survey, 10 questions that were put together that we made into a survey site. So if you go into your CMS in our back office, and under templates, you can see your one-minute survey site where you can actually have that link and give that out to people, and they can actually fill that survey out on their phone, on their computer, you know, wherever they're at, digitally. And when they submit their information, it comes right to you. And we also have printable versions where PDF, where you can go under our Docs on Demand under recently added docs. And not only do you have a one-minute survey in there, we also have a one-minute survey marketing tips, like a Facebook post, the Facebook posts that have been generating, you know, dozens and hundreds of surveys. You know, those are the posts that we've included in there, so you can see samples of what people are saying in those posts, and also how are you responding. So once you generate a post or a survey, how are you following up with them? What is the way that you're following up with it? What are you saying to them to move that to a lead? And we do have a great example. Veronica Shorter went out and she did a raffle. So she did a one-minute survey and raffle, and she had gotten this idea from the scripts, and she went out and did a raffle and generated 24 warm market leads. Now, I know some of you may be thinking, well, that's just 24, you know, people who wanted a raffle. No, these are 24 people who filled out a survey, answered 10 questions about how, you know, have they gotten their will done? Do they get speeding tickets? Things that relate to getting a membership and being able to have those filled out, those walk right into being able to ask more questions, dive into a little bit more deeper. But those are able to be translated into memberships a lot smoother than walking up to someone on the street. So that's 24 warm leads that she has now that she can now generate for memberships. And so that's just a great example. Congratulations to Veronica on doing that and generating those new leads. But I just want to make sure that everyone's aware that we still have this available. This is an incredible tool. We have many tools. We have your other websites, other tools that you can use. But this is an additional tool that if you aren't using it, I would encourage you to use it. If you're ever finding yourself, you know, out and having a fear of talking to people, maybe using a survey. Hey, do you mind filling this out real quick for me? To help generate some opportunities to talk with people, but also get their information and say, you know, I'm going to go ahead and follow up with you if that's okay, and maybe ask you some follow-up questions, you know. And so, but again, we had the one-minute survey. We've had some incredible results. Like I said, we've generated hundreds of surveys that have been coming in from everyone using the online survey site digitally. But we've also had, you know, hundreds of coming in from people that are filling it out on paper. And so it's been an incredible tool, and I just want to make sure everyone's aware of that and that we can see that continued success generated from this tool.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for the update on that, Josh. We appreciate your efforts in managing that. And also, I know we've got some tutorial videos we're going to be doing that help people understand that better. But it's a great tool for any of us to use to gather leads for our business. Well, I'm really excited about our special guest. When Mike called me last week and told me that he had confirmed this speaker, I was really excited, because this is someone that I've really, you know, followed in the business, and he's just a super, super producer, but also just a great guy. And we've got on the call live this morning, joining us from outside of Birmingham, Alabama, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. I know, Jimmy, you've been super busy. He was in Fort Mill, South Carolina, I guess, was that on Friday or Saturday? And then
Saturday.
And then San Antonio, Texas, doing a group certification yesterday. So he's been, are you still in San Antonio or did you make it back to Birmingham?
At 12:30 a.m. last night, due to weather issues, I finally got home, yes.
Oh my gosh, well, we really appreciate you taking some time away from your business and your family and sharing with each of us. We've got a lot of folks on the call ready to take notes. Just a few little facts about Mr. Parrish. He has been a trainer of the year with Legal Shield, so he's the top of the top, and that they're taking a few of the top trainers and producers and letting them go around the country this summer and provide these group certifications. We've had Harvard agents at every one of them. I had lunch Friday with a group of probably about 7 or 8 of our agents in Salt Lake City. So, you know, it's good to plug into them. There's a list on the Legal Shield site where you can plug into those. But he's been a featured trainer of the year. 17,000 personal membership sales, 300-plus groups open. He's a $250,000 income earner and, of course, a Millionaire Club member with Legal Shield. Mr. Parrish, thank you again so much for being on our call this morning and sharing with all of us some of your wisdom and knowledge about this great industry. And with that, I'll turn the call over to you, sir.
Thanks, Mark. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, we've got you loud and clear.
Great. Well, super. I appreciate all of you taking time this morning to be on the call. I was honored when Mike Riches contacted me last week. And forgive my voice, but these 8-hour trainings, back-to-back days, kind of take a toll on you, especially when you're in your 60s like I am. But I'm honored to have been one of 9, as they call them, VIP spotlight trainers. And Mike is one of those. And we've been passing each other in the airports. I don't normally do trainings on Sunday. My background is as a Baptist minister, and so I don't like to do that. But we had some scheduling conflicts back in June, and this is the only date when they called me that I was available. I've been honored to be in, asked to be in 14 different cities through the 3.5-month promotion that Mark was mentioning, and be in several more cities before we wrap this up. But I've always admired Mark and Mike Riches, the Harvard Risk Management Group. We've got quite a few of your team members here in Alabama, and I was actually got my $100,000 ring, Mark, the same night as Mike did back in September of 2004. And when we sat at the table together in the old Riviera Hotel, that's where I met him for the first time. And he lived in Shreveport at the time before he moved to Dallas. And even before that, when I was just getting started back in 1999 and 2000, my sponsor in the business, Don Bryan in Mobile, Alabama, trained me off materials that he went to trainings you conducted in Louisiana way back when, before you ever moved to your mansion in Cookeville. So I followed you for a number of years, and you know, counted a real honor to be asked to be on the call today. But just for a few minutes we have left before the bottom of the hour hits, I just want to, you know, share a couple of things that I'm doing a little differently. The special $49 training, you know, we encourage all of them. Legal Shield is encouraging everybody to go to as many trainings as possible. I was in Salt Lake last month, and we told and promoted Mike at that time. And I'll be in Pensacola this weekend, and Mike was there earlier, and he was promoting me. And we do that because everybody does things a little different. You know, I've been mainly focused on the production side, and but I'm going to talk about a few things in my trainings. I'll touch on one of those today, but just a few things that I'm going to do in some of my trainings that are a little bit different. It's not really part of the curriculum, but it's what I call Jimmy Parrish Unplugged. But, you know, we're going to talk about 7 bullet points on how to recruit someone to the employee benefit certification space for those people who are builders, network marketers, those who are not doing group benefits. Also talk about how to leverage B2B when building a team because, you know, the Riches have put together a massive nationwide organization. And, you know, Mark started out doing B2B, and then he did a wonderful job and had thousands of sales, and then he gravitated to team building. And so we're going to talk in some of our trainings about how to leverage B2B when building a team. I'm going to go over 10 steps every associate can take to open a group. Guaranteed. I've never had to pay off because I've done this for my group schools for years in Alabama and Mississippi where I'm market trainer. And I've said, if you follow these 10 steps, I don't care whether you're a network marketer, can't spell the word group, or you're just wanting to focus on B2B. If you follow these 10 steps, you will open a group within 60 days. And I also share about how to turn a cold market into a warm market when prospecting for new groups. And then in Nashville next month, Jim mentioned about the Leaders at All Levels Conference. I've been asked to speak on Friday afternoon at the B2B breakout session on what I've also incorporated into my trainings, how to win the decision maker appointment before you actually enter the decision maker's office. Several duplicatable steps that I'm going to share in about 35 or 40 minutes in Nashville next month that everybody can do to help close your groups with a higher closing percentage. I used to get 2 out of 5. Now I'm getting 2 out of 3 when I started doing this method. And then for the few minutes I've got left here, it's something that everybody can benefit from. I'm just going to share 10 advantages that ID Shield has over LifeLock in B2B. Because we talked about, Jim was mentioning a few minutes ago, about how to generate more memberships. And this is a way to generate more memberships. But I've put together this list and be glad to share that, Mark. If, you know, people don't want to take notes, but you want me to email that for people to have later, be glad to do so. But these are 10
And Jim, Mr. Parrish, just feel free to take as long as you want because this is an hour call, so you've got plenty of time.
I'm sorry. Well, Mike told me 30 minutes. So
you've got 30 minutes, but the call's an hour.
Okay.
No, it's okay. I just wanted you to know.
Well, I'll slow down a little bit then. I apologize.
It's okay.
Well, then I'll mention a couple of things that I was going to talk about. One of those I just mentioned, I'll go ahead and share now these 10 ways because, you know, I've tried for years, as many of you have. We keep hearing about the 800-pound gorilla and, you know, identity theft, that being a LifeLock, because last time I checked, they spend $300 million a year on advertising, and everybody always wants to know about LifeLock. When I've sat down, whether I was talking to people individually, or, you know, thousands of people I see every year in employee benefit enrollments, and that LifeLock comes up, you know, I start sharing these particular reasons. And I've personally been able to move over 600 individuals from LifeLock to ID Shield when I'm sharing these particular points. And I never had 10 until recently, and some things have happened in our marketplace and in the identity theft world over the last few weeks that have gotten me to a round number of 10, but I want to share that with people because it will help you in your group marketing or even, you know, talking to your neighbor, talking to someone at church, talking to someone, you might encounter, just talking about what's happening in identity theft and were you involved in the Equifax data breach. Here's some 10 ways ID Shield is superior to LifeLock in B2B. Number one, ID Shield is per family. LifeLock is per person. If you were to check the pricing for 2 adults and 2 children, with LifeLock, I think the last I checked was $51.95. The family rate in a group setting for ID Shield is only $18.95. And we have up to 8 minors that can be covered under that. And in the group setting, you can even provide consultation and restoration for your 18 through 25-year-olds. And so when you think about that, people can not only get ID Shield, but they can add Legal Shield. And in the group setting with the new group pricing for $38.90, you can offer them a well-rounded program of Legal and ID Shield, and we have a far superior product at a cheaper rate. Well, that kind of reminds me of the old movie Jerry Maguire when Renee Zellweger said to Tom Cruise, "You had me at hello." Well, hey, right there, that gets most people shipping because they're concerned about the money. And then number two, ID Shield has Legal Shield as a partner. LifeLock has no legal component. Because when I go around and talk to people, I do a lot of identity theft training seminars and lunch and learns and things of that nature. We talk about different types of identity theft. And some of you that go back as far as I do and remember the old Affirmative Defense Response System, ADRS, that was rolled out back in the last decade. We were using identity theft as a way to get into a lot of our accounts by offering free identity theft training to that company for the right to get a payroll deduction slot for the employees to enroll. And so I used a lot of that and opened a lot of groups and been able to have almost half the state of Alabama public school systems as my accounts. So one of the ways I've been able to leverage that is over the last few days, as we've started school in Alabama, actually the teachers started coming on August the 1st. Well, when you've got a team of associates that go out and work for you and you have that many schools, hundreds of schools you could be in, I was executive director of personal sales after the first day because there were 14 of us going out into schools all over that particular all the breadth of Alabama that particular day. And it's like being the landlord of an apartment complex. They paid me rent on every one of my accounts because I was the servicing associate on every one of those. And that's how you can leverage yourself in the B2B market when you are able to have over 300 groups and you have a team of associates that can go out and work those for you. But when I'm talking about the lunch and learns, what we did with ADRS, you know, we talk about, and I've always talked about eight different types of identity theft. We think of, you know, roughly 30 to 35% of cases are financial, checking and savings and debit and credit cards. But you think about what are the other 65 to 70% encompassing such areas of identity theft as Social Security number identity theft, driver's license identity theft, character criminal, medical, of course, financial, as we mentioned, child identity theft, social media identity theft, and then one of the most recent types, as some of you are aware that work in this space, is synthetic identity theft. You know, it's where you take Jim's Social Security number and Mark Rich's mother's maiden name and where I went to high school and Mike Rich's date of birth, and you build a fictitious person that does not exist. So who do you prosecute? With what happened this past year when Equifax announced that data breach September the 7th, it was like Christmas came early to me. If I had known, Mark, where to go over to Atlanta, the Equifax office, and take them Christmas gifts, I think I would have. Because all my accounts that I wanted to get in were calling me and saying, can you come and meet with our employees? I mean, it was an unbelievable time of being able to enroll almost every day and make over the course of, you know, because basically what I do is what I do. I don't have a large team, unfortunately. I break one of the commandments of thou shalt not covet when I hear about the Riches and Harvard Risk Management Group and what they do. But, you know, I typically am doing platinum through 150 personal sales. If I make platinum, that's how I do it. And over the last part of last year and the first quarter of this year, I was able to make platinum 7 consecutive months strictly with personal sales. And it had a lot to do with the Equifax data breach and many of my accounts going in there. But when you think about all these different types of things, about ways to get this, all these other types that I just mentioned, Social Security, driver's license, character criminal, medical, et cetera, they require access to legal counsel. And LifeLock has no legal component. So we're able to go in and offer that full package, that umbrella plan that protects those particular employees. It's by far the best deal out there. Number three, ID Shield, as many of you know, has a $5 million service guarantee. LifeLock has a $1 million service guarantee. And the good thing about that is a service guarantee simply means ID Shield will pay up to $5 million, if it takes it, per case to restore you to pre-identity theft status. Number four, and this is why I mentioned that the ways we're superior to LifeLock in a B2B setting, because that's where I spend most of my time. So number four basically says the business in which you are enrolling has used its due diligence to select an identity theft protection, and ID Shield was selected. LifeLock didn't make the cut. Companies I talk to, and I'm opening new groups, you know, every year, as I know many of you on the call are, and the employees are thinking about LifeLock, and if somebody brings it up, I said, well, you know, your employer checked all these out. They kicked the tires. They thumped the watermelon. They did their due diligence. They did their research, and as they did so, they selected ID Shield as superior to LifeLock and every other product available in the marketplace today. Number five, ID Shield is the only company in the identity theft protection field that uses licensed fraud risk investigators. We're the only company in the identity field, theft field protection field that uses licensed fraud risk investigators. I had to deal with this last year in a way I didn't expect to, because Easter week, my wife and I, my wife's a retired educator. Some of you know, we're dealing with ovarian cancer with her, and we're going to MD Anderson in a couple of weeks. She's stable. She was diagnosed 2 years ago. And so I still make over $200,000 a year, but I didn't work but about 8 months last year because I had a couple of surgeries. And I didn't work but about 8 months in 2016 when she was sick and getting chemo. And so we're very stable. We're praying for healing. There is no cure for that. But as a retired teacher, she has written a couple of mathematics professional development books where she trains globally. And she's back to, she's been all over the world. She's been to Shanghai, Singapore, and going to India in next January to train. But we're formed under Parrish & Associates, Inc. So we have a corporation. We went to our CPA back on the Thursday before Easter last year, filed our returns electronically. The next day is Good Friday. For me as a Christian, that is a good day. But that particular day, ladies and gentlemen, it was a bad day because at 1 p.m. on Good Friday 2017, my CPA called me to say, Mr. Parrish, someone with your social has already filed your taxes. And you don't like that call and that sinking feeling that comes with that. So I got my app out. I tapped the blue bar. I called my ID Shield advisor based in Tennessee. I had a 13-minute phone conversation. And when I hung up, I did this. Because I had peace of mind of knowing that when I hung up, they said, Mr. Parrish, we'll work with the CPA. We'll work with the IRS. From now on, you and Mrs. Parrish will need to file your returns with the PIN code, which we did last year and this year. But I wouldn't know what to do. But because I had them and being licensed fraud risk investigators, and I have a gentleman's name with an email address and a direct phone number if I need to reach him, it gave me the confidence and the peace of mind of knowing we're the only ones out there that can offer this type of protection. Number six, as many of you know, we just talked about, Equifax was breached in 2017, and LifeLock uses Equifax. So you think about that. You think about, well, why would you want to accept their free year of credit monitoring? That's what Equifax is trying to do right now, when they're the ones that got breached, and that's who LifeLock uses as their primary preferred credit bureau. We at ID Shield use Experian as our preferred credit bureau. Number seven, and this is what just surfaced over the last few weeks, when I've been finding out what's been going on in the identity theft world, talking with people with our company and discussing what happened recently with LifeLock, I found number seven, that ID Shield does not use identifiers such as member IDs within its website addresses, as does LifeLock. We don't use identifiers such as member IDs within its website addresses. That's one of the reasons we've not had the problems that LifeLock has had with information being exposed and was made public last month. Number eight, ID Shield uses data encryption and security tokens throughout its website and mobile applications to ensure its member information is protected. We use data encryption and security tokens throughout our website, the Kroll website, and its mobile applications to ensure that our information, our millions of members' information is protected. And then number nine, if you don't believe me, you don't believe the material, just go and Google what the Federal Trade Commission says about LifeLock, FTC. Google FTC versus LifeLock, July 21st, 2015. That's FTC. They're the governmental entity overseeing identity theft of the U.S. government. Just Google them, FTC versus LifeLock, July 21st, 2015, to see where LifeLock had to refund customers $12 million. When you get to that site, they're going to refer you to another page, which happens to be the following December 17th of 2015, where LifeLock was fined $100 million for lying. And many of you have heard that story, but you didn't know how to reference that. Well, that's where we find out that that's actually there. And then 10th and finally, as some of these last few were referencing, just 3 weeks ago, it was made public on all the financial websites in July of 2018, LifeLock was breached. Again, run the first time. Yet ID Shield has never been breached. And so when I think about our product and what we go out and do every day and offering in the B2B setting, we can go out with confidence. And all those people on the call, I know we happen to have some call people on the call today that really don't, their major is not B2B. They're primarily a network marketer or a team builder. Even though you're not focused on B2B, you can take this information and go in and talk to individuals out there to take our services better than anything out there. The only reason people don't know about it is we're not doing a good enough job. We don't spend $300 million a year in advertising. We devote that kind of money for the commissions that we're paying folks in the field that are on this call today. And so this and some other things that I've just mentioned to you about leverage B2B when building a team and 7 bullet points, how to recruit someone to the employee benefit certification space, 10 steps every associate can take in opening a new group, guaranteed, and how to turn a cold market into a warm market when prospecting for new groups. I'm going to cover that as well as the other slides in the training deck. And just so for those people that might have team members around the country or you're located in those markets, let me just let you know, because Mike said feel free to go ahead and share where you're going to be. So next Sunday, last Sunday training I'm doing, only because they're doing a Super Saturday on Saturday, I wanted to use that to sell into the Sunday event. I'll be in Pensacola, Florida on the 19th of August, and then I'll be heading out to the West Coast. We'll be in the Oakland and San Francisco Bay Area on Saturday, August the 25th. And then after the Labor Day break, I'll be in Tucson, Arizona on Saturday, September the 8th. And as I mentioned to you, the following Friday, I'll be speaking at the B2B Breakout at the Leaders at All Levels Conference in Nashville on September 14th for just a minor part of that with another, among other very amazing trainers talking on specific topics. And I'll be talking about the DM appointment. We'll actually do a role play for the decision-maker appointment in Nashville. And then we'll wrap up our special Summer School 2.0 series. The following week, I'll be in Palm Beach Gardens down with Kelly Rowe and on Friday, September the 21st. And then the following Friday up in Newport News, Virginia, with my good buddy Ken Roebuck on Friday, September the 28th. So hopefully, Mark, there's been some nuggets here that people have been able to pick up on. And I hope if they did get something out of this, I hope I'll see you at some of my other trainings or maybe in Nashville next month with Leaders at All Levels. We're all going to go and get a lot of knowledge by being together as a Legal Shield family at our Leaders at All Levels conference. So, Mark, I'll send it back to you. I know you've got some other things to cover on the call today, and I appreciate so much the invitation you and Mike have extended to be on your call today.
Well, fantastic information, Mr. Parrish. Incredible. I've been receiving several texts from people saying this is great info, and boy, just power-packed, and it just makes me want to make sure I go to one of your trainings, and I appreciate you going over that list of where you're going to be here in the near future, because that's the key, is getting all that information. And then we have, as Mr. Tanner mentioned, we have a team breakout Friday morning in Nashville, and then that afternoon they have a B2B breakout, and then they have a network breakout. So whatever area of the business you're focused in, you can kind of go to an area that specializes in that. And I'm so excited to hear, Mr. Parrish, that you're going to be one of the featured trainers there. Can you imagine hearing, you know, all those other things he went over in that 40 minutes? But it's so important to get to one of those schools if you're in one of those areas that he just mentioned, or close to it, and can get into one of those that's a full day of Jimmy Parrish Unplugged. I love that. So I appreciate, again, you taking some time away from your business, sharing with each of us those powerful tips to how to combat, not really combat, but how to compete with LifeLock. And, it's a big product out there, and we've got a better product, so we ought to be outselling them every day in the marketplace and protecting people with a true product that really works. And appreciate you sharing again your wisdom and knowledge with all of us this morning, Mr. Parrish.
Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate Mr. Richard's invitation. I'll just thank you the call, because Mike said 30 minutes. I've got to get to a 10 o'clock appointment here. But
no problem. I know you're working. And again, thanks again for hopping on this morning.
My pleasure. You guys have a great day. I look forward to seeing you next month in Nashville.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Thank you.
So just a couple notes as we close out the call. Number one, be sure that you're registered for Nashville. This is so important. It's such an important event. The information they're going to be launching there is so exciting, and I want you to be there firsthand. I don't want you to pick it up on a conference call several days later. It'll be very critical to your business to be there. As Mr. Tanner emphasized this morning on our call, it's just pertinent that you're there. So if you've not yet registered, take that step, get registered. We've got a few of those discounted tickets left. Also, a promotion for anyone that Fast Start qualifies this month, during the month of August. We'll do it for July or August. We want to provide you a ticket to Nashville. We don't want to put a hurdle in front of you. We want you to be there. to launch your business in a good way. But also, we want to make sure that you're attending the webinars this week. We've got the B2B certification webinar. This is the final step in this B2B certification process. This Wednesday, all the details are on the event calendar, and you need to pre-register for that webinar. Seating is limited, so be sure that if you're planning on attending that you are registered for it, and you'll get the registration reminders. And then I'm really excited about this Friday, as Mr. Tanner mentioned. We've got Mr. Josh Riches, his first webinar. And this is our monthly webinar where he's going to just spend some time talking about writing individual sales, and he is great at it. He's better than I am at it. He'll come back and say, yeah, you know, I went over here and I wrote this membership. I went over here and wrote this membership. And so he's going to be sharing that with you on that webinar. He's got some great information lined up, and definitely excited to plug in. We'll get a list from Mr. Parrish of all those places he's going to be. We've got the list on the site now of where Mike Riches has been. And I know we've got a lot of our Harvard agents plugging into those full-day B2B certification trainings all over the country. But just think about that, you know, Jimmy Parrish was on our call for 20 minutes this morning. Did you learn something? Did you pick up some great ideas? Did it motivate you to go sell our product more? Imagine going for a full day of that. That's why that continuing education is so critical to a person's success, because, you know, you should be learning all the time. And, you know, I saw people at the Salt Lake City group certification on Friday that had been in the business 10, 12, 15 years. And they were still at a certification, not just sitting there, but taking notes and learning how to do this business better. If you want to make more money, learn how to do the business better. And these are the opportunities, and they're everywhere. They've got, as Mr. Parrish mentioned, 9 of these top trainers traveling like bees, traveling around the country, all over doing these little one-day certification classes. Plug into those. The worst thing you could say is, well, I've already been to one, or I'm already trained, or I've already done that. You know, if you got information from Mr. Parrish this morning that's going to help you in your business, that's the kind of information you're getting from all these different trainers at all these different forums. And then I would highly encourage you to register for the B2B breakout that's going to occur on Friday in Nashville. This is immediately following our team breakout. So our team breakout is 9 to noon. It's a team training. We've got an incredible schedule lined up for that Friday. So hopefully you can be there to be a part of that on that Friday morning. And then at 1 o'clock, the group breakout sessions begin. And again, we're going to hear from Mr. Parrish again there, 40 minutes, and lots of great trainers. All the tops are going to be there for all afternoon, training till I think 5 o'clock, 1 to 5 on Friday afternoon. So be sure that you get registered for that and participate in that. Appreciate all of you being on the call this morning. A special thanks to Mr. Jim Tanner and Josh Riches, and a special thanks to Mr. Jimmy Parrish for sharing his great knowledge with us this morning. Wish you a very successful week, and we'll join you guys on the webinar this Wednesday. Have a great day, everyone.